Muffled Screams, written by Iniesus, read by Apple Sublink. A Danny Phantom fanfiction, rated for teen and up audiences, tagged with angst, character death, not Danny's, attempted amputation, IDK, it's brief, cause this is short, womp. Danny supposed it was only a matter of time before his parents caught him. There were too many missed calls. They crossed paths way too often, and all they needed was one successful hit to Danny's hundreds of escapes. And despite how often this scene appeared in his nightmares, waking him up in a cold sweat, and despite the understanding of what was going to happen, Danny found himself strangely calm to wake up strapped to a cold lab table. "Oh, hey," he said, waking up to his dad's face. "Phantom, don't think you can escape. My wife upgraded the Phantom cuffs." He didn't even bother rattling them. "Cool, cool." Danny scanned the room. As it was his basement, he knew it intimately. He knew the tools and weapons, the dusty corners and hum from the portal. His mom tinkered with something out of sight, so they'd be doing something soon. A dissection? A weapon test? He thought about shifting, turning back from ghost to human form. Confess that Danny Phantom was Danny Fenton, their son. Maybe it would stop them. Maybe it wouldn't. But it wouldn't do what he really wanted. Convince them ghosts were sentient. That they weren't evil. That they deserved the same treatment as humans. "Any last words?" his mom asked, coming over with a device he'd seen her tinker with throughout the month. The blades were small but sharp. "Can you stuff my mouth with something? I don't want to accidentally unleash a ghostly wail on you. Blow out the ceiling." "This is a ghost-proof ceiling," Jack began, but Maddie cut him off with a confused nod. "If you want," she said. She looked at him, face blank, and in the red-tinged reflection in her goggles, Danny looked equally nonplussed. He was pretty sure his apathy was a sign of shock, though. Hers was just professionalism. "No other last words?" Maddie asked, adjusting her grip. "No, this feels inevitable, you know." "Being a research subject?" she asked. "Being your research subject," Danny clarified. His parents were silent for a moment, processing. Then Jack said, "That's right, Phantom. No one escapes the Phantoms." Danny allowed Maddie to gag him. The device whirred, the sharp metal cut into his wrist. Danny bled, green ectoplasm filling the wound and spilling down the table. He wept, clear tears dripping down his face. And he screamed, the pain in his wrist escaping through his mouth. Maddie's gag, nothing more than a rag stuffed in his mouth, fell out of Danny's mouth. The ghostly wail was a last defense sort of weapon. It took a lot out of him. It was meant to be a finishing move, saved for when everything else failed. But with cuffs on his hands, restraints locking him in place, disrupting the ability to gather ectoplasm in his palms for a ray or ice black, it was the only attack left to him. In his panic, in his pain, his body reached for the only self-defense it could access. He wailed. Turns out the ceiling wasn't ghost-proof. His parents weren't ceiling-proof. And when Jazz found him, half alive in the rubble, he found out he wasn't sister-proof. "You stupid martyr," she sobbed, struggling to unlock one of the cuffs. "You could have just transformed and they would have stopped." He wanted to say maybe. He knew his parents loved him, but he also expected a bit of explaining they might have not been in the mood for. But even if his voice wasn't sore from screaming and wailing, and he wasn't sure if he could speak with a part of the ground floor crushing his ribs, just as tears struck him silent. He'd be fine, eventually, but he kept quiet as he pulled together enough energy to go intangible and free himself once Jess released the restraints. She held him tight, her tears wetting his neck, and then they silently left the basement and their parents' bodies behind. Still, a week later, her question bounced around in his head as they waited for the final verdict on what would happen to them now. Why hadn't he tried? He determined Jess was right in calling him a martyr. It'd been inevitable that he got caught, and he'd long ago accepted that being Phantom might fully kill him. He'd be injured just a little too much for his ghost powers to heal him. Vlad might figure out a way to drain his ectoplasm. He'd go out saving a town that was part love, part prison. He learned that over a year ago. But even if he didn't, if he went at the hands of his parents, why not make the effort to help them learn? Why not die without a fight, saying, "Here I am," and not evil? Why not just let it end? He rolled over and screamed into his pillow, and through the hotel wall, he heard Jess cry into hers.